Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Matt's missive is finally coming to the end of the Matt Smith era. It's time for the time of the doctor. Matt says, for a doctor's departure, this feels really downbeat and, well, just not very special. It all feels like a very simple departure for such an incredible doctor. There's also a bit of forceful using up of regenerations in order to deal with the limitation issue, which has dogged fans since The Deadly Assassin. But why? This problem was quite a way off from having to be dealt with, but it seems rammed in here simply because Moffat wanted to be the one to address it. Wood and Cybermen are probably best not thought about too much. A reminder of the crack in the universe, which just reignites questions, and an old doctor being gifted new regenerations simply because Clara whinges to the sky, and you've got your ending. Could and should have been so much better. The inevitable final scene is beautiful, however, and despite my previously shared sentiments on the character, the appearance of Amelia and Amy Pond are absolutely the right decision. Amy was very much 11's companion, whereas Clara will very much be seen in future as belonging to 12. Exciting times ahead. Oh, yeah. You know what I did kind of love in the time of the Doctor was, and I suspect this might have been, you know, I did hear a rumour once that Peter Capaldi went, I don't want any hanging over plot threads, was that there was a lot kind of trying to be jammed into it. There was the, like, you know, when the Doctor saw the crack in the wall, then he remembered all the times he'd seen the crack, including, weirdly, he saw the crack in that room when he opened the door in the Minotaur maze, the you know, the monster in the maze. What was that episode called? I always forget the name of it. It's got a name. We only just watched it like last Thursday. The God Complex. There we go. I just scrolled back into Matt's missive and there it was. thank you, Matt, for writing down the names of the episodes. But yeah, like, so at least we got an answer to what was in there. That's nice. I remember at the time being frustrated. Like, it's like, we haven't seen the crack in the wall for like 2 years. Well, 2 seasons, which was, I think, at this point, like 5 years, because they kept getting pushed back and broken in half and spread out all over the place. So this was like a long time from the last time we saw the crack in the wall. And also all the explanations for everything were kind of like weird, hurried little mentions. It's like, oh, yes, that's the crack in the wall from when my TARDIS blew up, which I think had been blown up by the faction of the Silence that Madame Kavarian was in charge of and stole Amy's baby and raised River Song to be a psychopath. And so there was all that kind of business, which was just like the most hurried dialogue you've ever heard. One thing I found very strange was, why does Orla Brady's character come off as if she's River Song? Like, I kind of, that's one of the things that I found really sweet in the name of the Doctor, was that moment where the Doctor said, I've always been able to see you, and I thought it would be too painful to talk to you. And you're like, oh, and that this was a River from after she had died, where she was just, you know, an engram memory from the Silence in the Library business. So, yeah, it felt almost like Tasha Lem was meant to be, in some respects, River Song. Also, like, because there's that line where the Doctor says, you've been fighting your inner psychopath for so long, when she becomes half Dalek. You know, surely you can keep on top of this. And you're like, but that's River who had the inner psychopath. We've never met this woman before. But then, you know, 10 minutes later we see her flying the TARDIS and I'm like, was it meant to be River? Was it meant to be a regenerated River? But we all know River's already dead. Or, you know, we know that River was the regeneration of Mel's. So we saw that regeneration. So there's kind of nowhere to put her in the timeline. Or is this like an alternate timeline? It's very confusing. Like, how did the Doctor and Tasha Lem know each other for so long? Like, there's something. It's like they've known each other forever, especially the Flying the TARDIS business. I mean, I love Orla Brady. I think she's great. And it's an interesting character. Also, like, there's also the other weird thing where she basically sets up that this is how the Silence starts, and it's like, but haven't they already talked about the Silence being split off from from this organization? Like, it's weird. It's like, I don't know where one ends and one begins, and maybe this is wibbly wobbly timey wimey business, and that's the best way to think about it. But it is kind of confusing, and I don't think it really answers all the questions it thinks it answers. But again, watching it kind of years later, like I say years later, it's 10 years later. It's over 10 years later, because it was the Christmas special in 2013 and it is now 2024. So, yeah, I actually kind of like it a bit better. I do feel like the timeline was kind of compressed. Like, you know, if this is where the Doctor's meant to die on Trenzalore. Also, given what we know now about the Timeless Child, you know, the Time Lord sending through that regeneration energy didn't really do anything. Like, it just looks like they gave the Doctor an extra set of regeneration energy, and the Doctor's like, oh yeah, I'm back on board, it's all happening again. And it's like, yeah, it would have happened anyway, mate. So yeah, this is like, maybe the Time Lords just did that because it's like, we've got to keep the story up, otherwise we wiped the Doctor's memory for a reason. So maybe Tiki Tiki Tata sent the sent the regeneration energy through to go, just let the Doctor think that we've given extra regenerations. The Doctor can't find out that they're the Timeless Child, because that would be a disaster. See, sometimes theories come up in this podcast. The missive continues, Matt's missive, with an 11th Doctor sum up. He says, following Tennant was always going to be a big task for Matt Smith. It's on the same level as Peter Davison taking over from Tom Baker, but it's a challenge he more than rises to and knocks right out of the park. He's a prime example of the Doctor borrowing heavily from the actor's own personality. Who amongst us weren't won over by Smith before he'd even started, simply due to his fingers in the reveal episode of Confidential? His childlike enthusiasm enthusiasm and love of life and adventure come across in both in the episodes and the behind-the-scenes clips we see. In mentioning that, and as I've already said, my regret is that we didn't get more of Karen Gillan in her portrayal of Amy. Much of the success of this era is down to the close relationship between the leads. They're simply having a blast filming this, and it shines through on screen. I really hope we see more from the 11th Doctor in the future. An appearance in the 60th is something I'm keeping my fingers very tightly crossed for. I'm so sorry, Matt. It didn't happen. He wasn't there. I almost forgot that Matt watched all these before we got to the 60th anniversary. I'm like, oh, what? But I think, you know, Matt Smith is too famous. Like, he's too busy being the boss of the dragons. Yeah, I agree. He just is a delight. And I would love to see him come back. Like, and, you know, it's almost a pity that he's, you know, having such a spectacular career. He's doing a show in the West End, I think, at the minute. But, yeah, I feel like he's so successful that it's like, oh, no, we'll never get him for Big Finish. But then David Tennant's quite successful and he goes back and does it all the time. So maybe it's just finding holes in the schedule. Speaking of Big Finish, the new Big Finish podcast, Into the TARDIS, is coming very soon. We will be covering those episodes right here. If you are a member at patreon.com/AdamRichard, you will get them every week. I will have a listen and let you know how I feel about them, because there'll be episodes I've already heard probably. But yeah, please join us here for all the Doctor Who content you could possibly want.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.